This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Australia, Japan, and Singapore announced strict travel controls today on foreigners who have recently been in China over fears of the coronavirus. The United States unveiled similar restrictions yesterday and declared a public health emergency. India has gotten more than 300 students back home from Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus outbreak in China, where hundreds of Indians attend universities. After landing in New Delhi, the group was taken to two quarantine facilities set up by the Indian Army and will stay under observation for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, in Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA, there is some opposition from the World Health Organization on the spread of travel restrictions.
A WHO emergency committee declared the coronavirus a global public health threat on Thursday, triggering a series of recommendations aimed at limiting the spread of the deadly disease. WHO does not recommend any restrictions on travel and trade, despite the rapid acceleration of the disease inside China and its steady but relentless growth worldwide. More than 100 cases are reported in 22 other countries. In response, some airlines have stopped flying to mainland China. The United States, which has declared the coronavirus a public health emergency, says it will deny entry to foreigners who recently visited China. Australia says it will take similar actions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Among the coronavirus travel rules being instituted in Australia, one that takes voluntary adherence. Here's Australia's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
As of today, all travellers arriving out of mainland China, not just Hubei province, has been the case up until now, being asked and required to self-isolate for a period of 14 days from the time they leave mainland China.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Here in Washington, the expected U.S. Senate not guilty verdict for President Donald Trump on two impeachment charges has yet to happen. A vote is scheduled for next Wednesday, after the State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress, when Mr. Trump will technically still be on trial. All of this after a solid wall of Republicans prevented the introduction of new witnesses and documents into trial evidence. That prompted loud expressions of Democratic Party frustration and anger. The story from the AP's Mike Rossia.
The U.S. Senate has voted against summoning witnesses in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the tally of the late afternoon vote Friday.
The yeas are 49. The nays are 51.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah broke ranks with the GOP and voted with Democrats for witnesses. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to react.
It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome.
The House of Representatives brought two articles of impeachment against Trump in December, charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Great Britain today is a former member of the European Union. The formal separation happened just before midnight Friday. Those who had long awaited Brexit after the 2016 referendum that approved it celebrated, while protests came from opponents who are predicting a rough road ahead for London. Still to be worked out is the economic relationship between the UK and the European bloc and how they will conduct trade. There is a general belief the Brexit agenda is massive. As talks between the United States and South Korea over defense cost-sharing plod along, there are complaints from Seoul that the impasse is causing job losses for the U.S. ally. VOA correspondent Bill Gallo has a report from Seoul.
Camp Humphreys, south of Seoul, is the largest overseas U.S. military base. It's something like a small city. However, many operations here could soon be disrupted over a dispute on how to split the cost of the U.S. military presence. The U.S. military notified Korean employees that they may be forced to take unpaid leave starting April 1st. The furlough could affect 9,000 Korean civilians on U.S. bases. That means construction projects and other services may be paused. Many Korean workers say they're looking for other jobs.
That was Bill Gallo in Seoul. Once again, our top story this hour. Australia, Japan, and Singapore announced strict travel controls today on foreigners who have recently been in China over fears of the coronavirus. The United States unveiled similar restrictions yesterday and declared a public health emergency. India has gotten more than 300 students back home from Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus outbreak in China, where hundreds of Indians attend universities. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.